Welcome to Moonlit Jungle. Kick weight rebuild for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12. This one's for intermediate producers who already know how to get a kick loud but still find that the moment you bring in a break and a bass line, the kick loses its authority. In jungle and drum and bass, the kick isn't just a thump. It's the anchor that makes the whole break feel slightly illegal. The goal today is a repeatable workflow you can drop into any DNB project. A kick that reads on small speakers, but still pushes air on a real system. We're going to build a kick weight rebuild rack with four parallel lanes, core, weight, presence, and optional grit. Then we'll lock it in with the bass using EQ pocketing and sidechain. And finally, we'll automate a couple of moves so the drop hits like a pirate transmitter just got switched back on. Before we start, put a loop on. Don't audition this stuff in a vacuum. Grab a one or two bar section where the kick, break, and bass all happen together. Even better, pick a single reference moment like bar 1 beat 1, and loop it. The idea is to make decisions in context. Step 0. Prep and gain staging. This is boring, but it's the difference between clean weight and mystery mud. On your kick channel or kick group, pull the level, so the kick peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before you do heavy processing. And keep your master peaking around minus 6 while you're mixing. You want headroom so your processing choices aren't biased by accidental clipping. If you're working with breaks, do yourself a favor and group things clearly. One group for kick, one for breaks, one for bass. Jungle mixes get messy fast, and routing like this makes your decisions obvious. Now step 1. Diagnose why the kick feels weak. On the kick channel or group, drop spectrum. If you want, also drop tuner, just to get a sense of where the fundamental is living. Here's what you're listening and looking for. Is there a clear bump in the 45 to 70 Hz area? That's a common weight zone in DNB, but don't treat it like a rule. Treat it like a starting point. Do you see extra energy or hear boxiness around 120 to 250 Hz? That's where mud builds up and where breaks and bass body can start to mask the kick. And can you hear the knock around 2 to 4 kHz? That's what lets the kick translate when you turn the volume down or when you're on smaller speakers. Teacher note, a kick can be loud and still feel thin. That usually means it has peaks and transient, but not enough sustained body, or it's being masked by bass. We'll fix that without just cranking 50 Hz. Step 2. Build the rack. Group your kick layers if you have them, or just group the kick itself. Command or Control G. Now drop an audio effect rack on the kick group. Open the chain list, and create four chains. Name them core, weight, presence, and optional grit. Think of this like a mini mixer inside your kick. Each chain has one job. We'll blend them instead of trying to force one processing chain to do everything. And quick coaching note, before you start tweaking, level match. Turn the kick group down until it almost feels slightly too quiet next to the breaks. That's your reference point. We're going to make it read better, not just win with volume. Step 3. Core chain. Control and consistency. On core, we're aiming for solid and reliable, not hyped. First, EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope. That's just rumble removal. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 180 to 240 Hz. Start with minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Q around 1.2. Don't overdo it. Too much and you'll hollow the kick out. Next, drum boss. Drive around 3 to 8%. Start low. Set boom to 0 because we're doing weight separately. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 for punch. If your kick is already clicky, back off. Damp somewhere around 5 to 15%, just to smooth out the top if it's scratchy. Then a compressor for gentle control. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds so you don't choke the transient. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, timed so it breathes with the groove. And keep gain reduction light. 1 to 3 dB on peaks. The core chain is your always on kick. If you bypass everything else, core should still work in the track. Step 4. Weight chain. Sub weight that doesn't smear. This is where the Pirate Radio push comes from, but we're keeping it disciplined. First, EQ 8. Low pass at 100 to 120 Hz. Steep slope. The whole point is, no click. No mid-range, just sub and body. If it's doing that two-round womb thing, try a tiny dip around 50 to 60 Hz. Then saturator. Soft clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB, then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The goal is harmonics. Weight you can perceive on smaller speakers, not just sub that only exists on a club system. Then utility, set width to 0%, mono the weight, always. If your low end isn't mono, it can phase out on bigger rigs and suddenly your huge kick becomes where'd it go. Now blend, dart the weight chain all the way down. Bring it up until you feel it more than you hear it. Rule of thumb. If the kick starts hanging into the next hit, you've added too much weight, or the tail is too long. We'll address tail control later. Extra coach move. Check phase alignment between core and weight. Parallel low end can hollow out if the waveforms disagree. Put utility on the weight chain and flip phase left and right. Keep the setting that gives you more center punch and a steadier low end feel. Step 5. Presence chain. Knock and cut through. This is how the kick stays identifiable under a loud amen or think break. On presence, start with AQ8. High pass at 120 to 160 HE. We don't want low end here. Weight already covers that. Do a wide boost around 2 to 4 KHC, plus 1 to plus 3 dB for knock. If you need more click, a tiny lift around 7 to 9 KHC can help, but be careful. Too much and it'll sound like cheap plastic. Then add roar in live 12 or overdrive if you want simpler. Go mild, think edge, not fuzz pedal. Keep mix around 10 to 30%. We're adding presence without turning it into a techno kick. Then transient shaping. If you've got a transient shaper, great. If not, drum bus works. Push transients maybe plus 10 to plus 25, but listen closely. Overdoing this is how you end up with a click that fights the snare and makes the whole groove feel smaller. Blend presence up until, at low listening volume, you can still point to the kick in the chaos. Quick masking test. Mute the break. If the kick suddenly becomes harsh or overly clicky, your presence is too high or too bright. Try shifting the emphasis down toward 1.5 to 3 KHC instead of living up in 4 to 6 KHC. Step 6. Optional grit chain. Pirate Radio Crunch. This is broadcast abuse, but we're tucking it in. If it's obvious, it's probably too much. Start with pedal, OD or distortion mode. Drive around 10 to 25%. Adjust tone so it bites around 1 to 3 KHC. Then redux, lightly. Bit reduction maybe 12 to 14 bit. Downsample subtle. You're aiming for texture, not destruction. Then AQ8. High pass at 200 HC. Low pass around 6 to 9 KHC. This keeps it mid-focused so it reads like a radio band rather than adding fizzy top and boomy low. Then a compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Blend grit until, when you mute it, the kick feels less alive. That's the sweet spot. Now a big coaching checkpoint. Mono. Set up a quick mono checkpoint bus. Easiest method is temporarily putting utility on your master and setting width to 0 while you check. Or put it on a monitor return track if that's your workflow. If the kick loses attitude in mono, it's usually not your sub. It's usually presence or grit creating facey upper harmonics. Narrow those chains a bit using utility width, like 60 to 90%, or simplify the distortion. Step 7. Lock the kick with the bass. This is where most thin kick problems really come from. First, do a fast masking test. Mute the bass. If the kick suddenly sounds huge, your problem is bass masking. Don't boost the kick. Make room. Start with EQ pocketing on the bass group. At EQ8, dip around the kick fundamental zone, often 50 to 70 HC, maybe minus 2 dB, hue around 1. If your kick body sits higher, try pocketing around 90 to 110 HC instead. Keep it subtle. Too much pocket and your bass loses authority. Then sidechain compression on the bass group. Add compressor. Turn on sidechain, set input from the kick group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 5 milliseconds, so the kick gets space immediately. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, time to the groove, and aim for about 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on kick hits. Feel tip. Faster release equals bouncier roll. Slower release equals heavier push. Advanced variation if you want it cleaner. Multiband side chain on the bass. Split the bass into two chains, a sub chain low passed around 90 to 120, and a mid slash top chain high passed around 90 to 120. Side chain compress only the sub chain from the kick. That way you make room where it counts without the whole bass character pumping. Step 8. Tighten the kick length. If the kick tail overlaps with snare hits or busy break moments, your perceived punch drops, even if the kick is loud. If it's a sample and simpler, reduce decay or add a fade out. That's often the cleanest fix. Or use gate on the core chain. Set threshold so it closes after the transient and body. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds, and make sure it's not clicking. Adjust until it feels natural. Teacher note, if your spectrum shows a huge spike but it still doesn't feel heavy, the kick may be too transient forward. Try reducing transient shaping and adding a touch of controlled clipping instead. A little soft clip can keep the body forward without pumping. Step 9. arrangement moves for Pirate Radio Impact. Kick weight isn't only mixing, it's when you let it dominate. Try the structure. In the intro, keep things lighter. Filter the break, and keep the weight chain down or even off. At the drop, automate the weight chain up by about plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB for that system shock moment. For the second drop, bring in a little grit to escalate, but consider slightly lowering presence so it doesn't get harsh. And for tension, try a 2-bar gap trick. Remove the kick on a key beat, like bar 2 beat 4, or do a tiny stutter. The next full kick lands harder, without any extra processing. Automation targets that actually matter. Weight chain volume presence chain volume saturator drive. In small moves and a breaks high pass filter opening into the drop, so the return of full range makes the kick feel bigger by contrast. Extra arrangement coach note. Weight reveals beat constant heaviness. If weight is maxed the whole time, the listener adapts. Keep it slightly restrained during busy bass call and response phrases, then let it rise when the bass line simplifies. The kick will feel bigger because you gave it contrast. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you're dialing this in.